It took me a minute to figure out what FLAG stands for. It's Fly Like a Girl. And the young women that are here today are all from South Fayette High School. And it's all about getting certification to operate drones. The FAA requires certification for drones to be used in certain situations. And five local high schools are involved in a program to help girls get these certifications. Often the programs seem to be boy-centric, so Fly Like a Girl is a way to get girls involved. I'm going to ask each of you to introduce yourself. If you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time. If you don't, that's fine, too. And Safina, I'm going to start with you.
Hi, my name is Safina Kilji. I am a junior at South Fayette High School, and I am part of the Fly Like a Girl Drone Academy program.
My name is Morgan Dolenz. I'm a sophomore at South Fayette High School. I just got my license about a month ago, so I'm the most recent to get it.
And hi, I'm Pranita Chuckingle. I'm a senior in high school, and I actually got my license in October 2024, so it's been a good bit.
Congratulations. Safina, do you have your license?
Yes, I do. Awesome. I got mine in October of this year.
So what does a license let you do?
Yeah, for me, it's just getting that validation. I think I've always seen aviation as such a male-dominated industry, and just being able to get my license was so meaningful because only 8% of the certified pilots are women, and just knowing that I'm able to be a part of that representation was very meaningful. And in addition to that, I'm also able to use the skills that I learned. I recorded for the football game for our high school, and in addition to that, like, occasionally if there were any projects, for example, for Veterans Day one year, the intermediate in the elementary school wanted, like, a performance to record, just, like, little kids, like, dancing around, and it was, like, a memorial almost for all the soldiers and for our country in general. So just being able to record that, being able to use my skills for something greater, and just being able to represent something so meaningful was very nice to me.
What about for you, Morgan? What led you to pursue this?
I have always been very interested in aviation, and I saw this as a great starting point for getting into it because you get to learn about a lot of the roles that go with flying while not flying a plane. So it's kind of a simpler version, but it's still very complicated. But after I started the program, I found out that I'm a volunteer firefighter, so with that, I am able to use my drone certification on different fire scenes to help, like, keep an eye above it and watch what's going on, because there's a lot you can see from the ground, but at the same time, there's a lot going on that you can't see sometimes. So from above, you're able to kind of see everything that's going on and let people know if, like, there's something wrong going on and be able to relay that to the command and help get it fixed.
That's amazing that you can do that. And I'm guessing you might be among the youngest volunteers in the fire department, and maybe one of the few drone enthusiasts. And that's a really great skill to be able to provide.
So I'm the youngest person in my station. There are younger people. I joined about a year and a half ago, so I'm just kind of starting to get into it. I'm going to be able to do some training soon to be able to do more stuff, but it's really helpful. And, like, the people you get to meet through it, it gives you a lot of different connections throughout your community or even bigger than that. And it gives you really good opportunities to be able to expand your network.
And Safina, what drove you to get involved, and what are your hopes for using your certification to be able to fly drones?
Yeah, so I was always interested because what I want to go into, I want to possibly be an aerospace engineer. So I was always interested in, because part of the aerospace is the aero part, which is like flight. And I also saw like in different companies, like for example, Disney uses now drone shows. So I was always interested in flying a drone, but I didn't know where to start. And I didn't have the guidance on my own to do it. So when I saw the school had a program, I was like, this is perfect because I can go through the program and then they will give me a little bit of guidance on how to get my license. And then for the future, I plan on filming for the football team like Pranita did. Now this coming, because I'm going to be a senior this coming senior year, and I hope to use it over the summer, maybe for like to for different companies. And then I also hope that I can get a job with it this summer.
Yeah, I was fascinated. We needed to get some work done on our roof about 6 months ago, and everybody that came to look at our roof, no more climbing up ladders. They just took a drone up to get pictures, and in some cases in real time, we were able to look at video. I also read that Walmart plans on piloting deliveries by drone. That's been heard for a long time. People have been talking about it, but they're finally going to give it a shot. And I would imagine that all of these applications require somebody with the kind of skills that you have. But they're all important. And actually, getting a drone from a warehouse to a customer's address, I'm not even sure how you would do that. I guess GPS would be the method, but that's it's something to think about. Can you fly a drone without FAA certification? And what are the limitations on you if you do that?
There are like certain limitations to legally fly a drone and to get paid for like your work. Then you need to be certified. And I think that's where like the caveat is. If you want to be credited for the work and effort you're putting in, then I think it's important to get a license. And also just like being in the moment and doing something, I feel like it's more meaningful if you get your license while you're working. So I think like that's the thing, you can fly it. I think also like the weight limit really matters, because the FAA has like a certain weight limit recommendation that like that's when it's considered a drone that's administrated by the FAA.
So they are trying to carve out a way that a hobbyist could still enjoy using a drone, but if you're serious about it, if you're going to perform a service such as filming a sports event so people can learn from it, you would want to have a license. Safina, you were going to add.
Yeah, to legally be employed for drone flying, you have to have a license to be able to get paid and to work for a company. So that's kind of the difference between if you have it as a hobby, whereas if you have your license, you can work with your license to get a job.
So I've never flown a drone. I certainly have seen them. Is it hard to learn? And what's the process? How do you do it?
I guess I can answer this one. I think there's definitely a learning curve initially, just like figuring out how to even like turn on the drone. I remember like understanding you have to click once and then you hold it down. Just like simple processes like that. But I think once you get the hang of it, it's almost like, I guess the best way I can describe it is like a remote control game. And like me personally, I've never like actually held a remote control and started playing or like even like controlling something. So it was a completely different experience for me. But just like knowing that I'm able to like actually make something fly with just like my fingers, it was like a magical moment, just being able to fly it and soon starting to get the controls to like making the drone spin and just getting more expertise on it was a great moment.
Yeah, and just like everything in life, practice makes perfect. So I definitely, in the beginning, I was nervous because I'm like everything. People are nervous the first time they do something. And then over time, as you get better with it and as you learn about it, you get better and better. And then you're able to fly it without feeling as much nerves. And then you build confidence.
Is a drone expensive?
Yeah.
Short answer, yeah.
more than $500. I have no idea. Everybody's looking at Jim Hausman, who coordinates STEM and project-based learning at South Fayette High School.
Right. Yeah. So hi, I'm Mr. Hausman. And yeah, drones can run from a couple hundred bucks all the way up to several thousand dollars. And when you start getting into the industry level drones, you're talking upwards of $50,000 to $100,000 for some of the technology that's in the air.
The reason I asked is I would, just as you get your driver's license and you use the family car, you know, one of the biggest fears you have is getting into an accident. I would be concerned about flying the drone, you know, into a brick wall and suddenly, you know, I have to repair it. Or are they pretty non-destructive? I mean, can they take a lot of can they take a lot?
Yeah, I'd say repairing it takes a lot of effort. You have to first, like, if it's a larger accident, you have to contact the FAA and let them know what's going on.
Wow.
And yeah, so you want to try your best not to, but again, if it does happen, like the school, because we're through the program, I would guess the school would help the girls if they did. But yeah, I mean, it comes with practice.
I would imagine there's insurance too, but if you get into an accident, even if it doesn't affect anybody, you still need to let the FAA know. I guess maybe they keep track. It sounds like that's a responsibility.
I think there is, like, certain regulations, like, if anyone's harmed. There is, like, the insurance policy, which I'm not exactly familiar with. But, like, something else to keep in mind is how much, like, weather affects it. I know personally, whenever I was, like, even filming for the football game, sometimes it would be windier and the battery would die really quickly. Or, like, if it was really cold, also it would die. And, like, just in that precaution, there's, like, certain regulations where it's, like, if the FAA says, like, if it's a certain degree climate, like, you should just be extra careful. Or, like, if you have a certain accident in this particular situation, then you should report it.
If you are just joining us, the voices you hear are associated with a program called Fly Like a Girl, FLAG, which is based, they are based at South Fayette High School. There are programs in four other high schools under the FLAG banner. And this program particularly targets towards girls to get them a way to fly their drones. I'm curious, transferable skills. What, I mean, let's start simply with conventional aviation. Are there things you learn when learning how to fly a drone that also have to do with aeronautical engineering or aviation? I imagine there would be.
I mean, yeah. When I first joined the program, I feel like just like everyone else, I thought you could just put a drone up in the air whenever you wanted to, but you have to go through a multiple series of steps, like pre-flight checks and everything like that. And then when it's up in the air, you have to make sure it's in eyesight. So there's a lot of regulations that you have to follow that I wasn't aware of when I first joined FLAG, but as I went through the program, I learned it, and then that's how I eventually got my license, by knowing it. But it's not as easy as it looks.
Anything to add?
Yeah, I think something that people don't realize is how the durability really affects, like, the flight. And I think that's, like, connecting it to aerospace engineering as well. Just making drones more durable, and not just drones in general, flight. And I think that's, like, where everything connects. Because when you're learning to get your drone license, you have to learn about so many things that people don't even think about. Certain things, like, during the night. How does it different from, like, flying in during daylight? Because there's more precautions you have to take, and aspects like you don't know which direction the drone is coming. Your vision almost like impairs you at certain angles. So just like being able to understand how you can connect that with building a aerospace flight, or like in general, that makes it more durable. And I think that's something that really connected. And also like just wind space or like anything like that, I think really connects, because you want to understand that whenever you're like building or even learning the engineering behind it, you want to be most effective and efficient with it.
It's fascinating. Morgan, anything to add?
In connection with like just aviation in general, you have to, when studying for your test, you have to learn a lot about weather and different types of weather and how that weather is going to affect your drone. and your environment in general, because every situation you're going to be flying in is different. So you kind of have to deal with that, as many pilots do. But another thing you have to learn about the different types of airspace and kind of air traffic patterns. Like, as you're studying, you learn all of these different things that are in connection with flying planes, because you have to know when you're up in the air, because you can be as high up as some planes, you could be near a plane and how to deal with that. So you have to understand some of how planes work to be able to control your drone in a situation where you could be near planes.
What's really neat, or what I'm getting as you talk, is there is technology and a human interface to technology, but there is also a lot of in real life ties directly to nature and people and conditions and adjusting to physical reality. So it gives you both of those sets of skills, broad sets of skills, to sharpen. This is a bit of a weird question, but let's just say 20 years from now, any ideas on where you think drones might be heading as a part of our daily lives or as a part of how we live?
Yeah, I think drones will be a big part of the future. Even now, using drones to scout out places or for first responders makes helping emergencies quicker. So I think it speeds up a lot of stuff. Even you were mentioning with the housing, they sending a drone up to see the top of the roof so that they know without taking days for people to climb up. So I think it'll make stuff more efficient, and I think it'll be a part of the future.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah, this is a little bit more niche because it's something that I've been more interested in and I've actually looked into, and it's the agriculture aspect of it. Recently, drones have been used more irrigation methods just to find effective ways to help the environment. And I think this is the caveat where technology has been so much used that it's almost negatively affecting the environment. So just switching the narrative to how can we use the same technology to help the environment? And I find it really fascinating. So that's something that I think we do need to develop more into, and I think we will, specifically just understanding what the plants need, what water needs are necessary, and how we can use drones to effectively be able to help the environment.
Morgan, you mentioned search and rescue before, and applications and firefighting. I'm sure you must be thinking of how the technology will evolve in that application. Are there others that you've thought about?
I mean, the drones are definitely going to be very useful when it comes to emergency response. It takes time, especially in a smaller community where you only have volunteer companies. It takes time for the volunteers to get to the station and then to get to the scene. So if you could have a drone, if dispatch could get a drone up in the air and get to the scene to see what's going on, to get more information to the firefighters, because you're going to have some information from the people that call in the emergency, but you're not going to have exactly all the information you're going to want when arriving on a scene. So you could get more information while you're still on the way to the scene, which can allow you to hopefully lesser the effects of if there's a fire, how to deal with it quicker, because once you get on scene, then you could already have a plan instead of standing around trying to think of a plan before you can act on it.
Yeah, if you have a thermal imaging camera, you might be able to know the hotspots much more safely than you would otherwise. Perhaps you can locate people and you can use it to develop a plan. That's amazing to think about. We have just a few minutes left. Any What would you say to girls? Well, you had something to say before I ask you, Safina. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say a little bit about the program. So Flag Academy really helped me because I was with other girls that were interested in the same thing I was interested in. And if you know high school, and it could just be like an awful place at times, and people can just be so mean. So being around other girls that were kind to me welcomed me, and we really like were interested in the same things really helped me build confidence because I wasn't the most confident person. And being around others really helped. And that's, I think, something the Flag Academy does extremely well is they bring girls together and they teach them about drones. And then you make new friends and more better relationships. Like, I didn't know Morgan before I went to Flag, but she's an amazing person. Now we're friends. And then I knew Pranita. She also suggested the Flag Academy to me. So you can just build deeper relationships and you can find like friends for life in Flag.
That's a great thing to mention because it's a lot more fun and engaging, generally speaking, when you have somebody to do it with. How about you? Any other observations?
For me, just being a part of the program was like taking the first step toward change. And I really mean that when I say it because I think it was a way of supporting other women in a field that we are like extremely underrepresented. And through the program, I also was able to learn why I liked engineering and more problem-solving skills. So just like in addition to what Safina said, I think just the skills that you build is something that you will take lifelong. And what Dr. Paludi is an instructor, she's been great. She's been a great mentor, showing us how she was one of the first people in her school to like get her license and how she's spreading the message to us as well.
That's fascinating, Morgan.
Through the program, I mean, obviously there's not a lot of women in the field of aviation, so you get to see, we got to sit and listen to a panel of like women who are involved in different fields of aviation, whether they were a pilot, they're in air traffic control, or a mechanic on planes. You get to hear all the different careers you could take that involve aviation, and not just drones, but you also get to hear about how drones can help you within law enforcement and kind of every aspect.
I also wanted to just mention, because I think it's worth mentioning, because one of the hardest parts about the drone program is the license aspect. Getting the license was a process for me. I studied for 6 months, and then I took my test, and it's one of the hardest tests I've ever taken because it's a federal aviation test. But I'm really glad I did it, and I'm a very determined person, and I don't give up easily. So I was very glad that I persisted through like the difficulties and challenges that I had, and I was able to get my license. But I would say to other girls that you can do it and don't give up even if you're in a tough place, because you can push through and you can get your license. And even if you're interested in anything, you can do anything you want to do. You just have to have determination and motivation and confidence in yourself.
Good advice. It's really wonderful to meet all of you. And Jim, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you know the other schools that have Flag programs?
Yeah, so there's a couple of them, Beaver Area, McKeesport, Penn Hills, Baldwin. Dr. Perriton over at Baldwin has also been very instrumental in this program. And there's a few other schools beyond that, but those are the primary ones that have joined us for the 2 years.
Have you been able to meet girls at the other schools just to compare notes?
Yeah, I'm friends with a few people at Baldwin through the Flag program. So I'd say having different girls from different schools gives you a chance to branch out and meet new people.
It's just terrific. Our time is just about up. It's been so nice to talk to all of you, and I always like to make sure that I didn't forget to leave room for something one of you might have wanted to say. Any last remarks?
No, I just want to say thank you so much. It was great being able to even come and speak here. It's been a while since I got my license, but just like having the memories, seeing everyone speak about their experience was great. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. I was going to say I'm amazed, but I shouldn't be because you are all very determined people. But it's just a wonderful accomplishment. And as use of drones changes over time, it will be neat to see what you do with the skills you've developed. So thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
That is a program called Fly Like a Girl. And you heard Pranita and Morgan and Safina from South Fayette High School.